USA Radio News.
Security is being stepped up for U.S. Supreme Court justices.
The Senate unanimously passed a bill that would extend protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. The bill was introduced by Texas Republican John Cornyn and Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons days after Politico published a leaked draft decision written by Justice Samuel Alito that would strike down Roe v. Wade. That prompted immediate protests outside of the Supreme Court and plans for protests outside of the homes of the conservative justices. The bill would give around-the-clock security to family members in line with what some executive and congressional officials receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Retail gas prices in the U.S. rose on Tuesday and hit another record. According to AAA, the average cost of a gallon of gas hit $4.37. That surpassed the former record of $4.33. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
A former Alabama corrections officer is dead, and the man she helped escape is on his way back to prison. Authorities are still working to find out if Vicky White shot herself as police moved in on Monday. The inmate, Casey White, no relation, surrendered. Parents, beware. The shortage of baby formula is getting worse. 40% of the nation's supply is now out of stock, with the number higher in states like Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Iowa, North Dakota, and South Dakota. The problem stems from a lack of production after a major plant was shut down. Walgreens and CVS are only allowing customers to buy 3 baby formula products, while Target is limiting online sales. And a predominantly black college is shutting down because of a ransomware attack. Lincoln College, established in 1865, announced it will be closing its doors on May 13th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Residents in Flint, Michigan will have a little more time to file a claim in the city's contaminated water lawsuit. Reporter Tim Berg has the update.
Flint residents now have until June 30th to file claims as part of a water crisis settlement. A judge agreed to the extension after a report from the person overseeing the claims. 50,000 residents have filed claims as part of the settlement.
America's small business owners don't expect the next 6 months to inspire confidence. The Small Business Optimism Index for April is unchanged, marking 4 months in a row below the measure's 48-year average. Small business owners expecting better business conditions over the next 6 months fell to a net negative 50%. That's the lowest level ever recorded in the survey. Wiley College's class of 2022 has more than their degrees to celebrate. Their school balances have been cleared by an anonymous donor. More than 100 students who graduated from the Texas College on Saturday will see $300,000 in debt disappear. Tom Brady will join Fox Sports as a football announcer when his playing career ends. That announcement came from Fox CEO Lachlan Murdoch on Tuesday. Brady had announced his retirement at the end of last season, but later renounced it, saying he would play at least one more season with the Tampa Bay Bucks. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.